You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, I don't think Newcastle could have asked for a better time than this to be facing Watford. Watford have lost four straight in the Premier League. They did beat Newcastle back in the Cup on the 9th of January, though, and have been to St James's Park this season and already won there as well. But they appear to be in a real lull at the moment, Watford.
Yeah, these two teams could well pass each other going in opposite directions in a few weeks' time. Maybe that's being optimistic on Newcastle's behalf, but certainly their form in the last two games, you can't knock holes in it. Watford's in the last four, you definitely can. They've been poor. And that result against Newcastle in the Cup, the only bright spot in that run, they were a bit lucky to get that win, to be honest. You know, it was a grinding game, and Newcastle could easily come away with it and be in the fourth round. I think Newcastle are a fantastic bet here. Watford have cost me a few bob in recent weeks. I thought they were a big price against Southampton. Thought they were a big price against Swansea. Didn't look like winning either game, and comfortably beaten, in fact, by sides there. Are not particularly great, and Newcastle are almost 3-1 to win this. It's a no-brainer. Newcastle all day long.
13-5 Newcastle for Derek. Watford might benefit Leaf being back at home in this match, but it was disconcerting that, given how dismal they were against Southampton, I think they had one shot on target in that game, there wasn't a reaction against Swansea, going away to a team that had been very disappointing before that performance on Monday night.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I think, you know, I think all the other thing that'll disappoint them is that, you know, early in the season when they weren't scoring the goals, but they were doing quite well defensively, if you remember. Now they're starting to leak goals as well, aren't they? So without the firepower of either Deeney or Gallo, then they're struggling here. They've conceded 2 to Tottenham, 2 to Man City. Look, they're only losing by a single goal to those teams. 2 to Southampton and then the 1 to Swansea. So it's not like they're falling off the edge of a cliff here. They have got 29 points. They're going through a lull, is what they're going through. Now, it's trying to figure out how soon they can manage to arrest that slump, I suppose. And as I always say, I don't expect them to arrest that slump by suddenly beating a team like Newcastle, who, as Derek says, are starting to show signs of life. You know, having said that, their away form's poor. You know, they very rarely win a game. But again, they're only losing by single goals at West Brom, at Arsenal, at Watford in the FA Cup, as you mentioned. I think this is a low scorer. I think Watford will be hell-bent on going back to basics here and making sure they don't concede at home. You know, they didn't concede against Liverpool and Norwich, and then came Tottenham and Man City. I think it's a low scorer. I could see another draw here on the Coupon, to be fair, because I don't think if Newcastle are drawing with 60 minutes on the clock, I don't think they'll be going mad for a goal. Their away form isn't what's keeping them going. You know, it's the home form that's going to start pulling them away from the drop zone. So I like the draw at 12-5. You've also got the draw on under 2.5, which gives you an extra bit of value as well. And just in terms of the actual goals, I was looking at the under 2.5, but 7-10, just a little bit short for me, with two inconsistent sides. So I'll just stick with the draw. The draw on under 2.5 is 3-1. I'll stick with that. Wouldn't be overly surprised if we had a 0-0 here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.